Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Anita Breen and Ben McQuillan from the Strauss Theater Center, and we're learning about the event that's coming up, and it's called Little Women. Ben, when do you guys get started with Little Women?
Well, we actually open tonight, and then we will run all this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we will also do a Sunday matinee, and then we will also be next weekend, the 15th and 16th as well, that Friday and Saturday, so it's pretty exciting.
Anita, tell me a little bit about why you guys picked the story Little Women. I remember the story from school, but then that was like, 40 years ago, and so I had to go refresh myself. You say it's hot right now. There's even a movie about to come out.
There is a movie that is coming out on Christmas Day. It's about the seventh or eighth movie that has been made of this show. This particular one even has Meryl Streep in it. There have been movies, there have been stage shows, there have been musicals, there has even been an opera. It's a timeless story about family and love.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. Ben, where is the story set?
It is set in the northern part of the United States. They don't really specify. I know there's a specific place, but in our script, it doesn't specify exactly where they live. But it takes place during the Civil War. The family's father has gone off to serve as a chaplain in the Union Army and leaves his wife and four daughters at home. And they are trying to get on without their father, a very important figure in their lives. And then when he becomes sick, their mother then has to leave the home, and the four girls are left to their own devices. And it's just about them growing up and trying to figure out how life works, especially during that Civil War era when there were so many shifts going on in the, national view of things.
Well, people grew up a lot earlier in the older times, I think.
Definitely.
And
yes.
you were a man or a woman in your teens, in your early teens. And in this situation, they're left to basically take care of everything and figure out life.
That's exactly right. And they do. And that's part of the wonder of the story.
Let's talk a little bit about the characters. Tell me about the characters. Who are the four girls?
The four girls are Jo, who is somewhat of a tomboy, Meg, Amy, and Beth. And all four of these girls have very distinct personalities. We have everything from a kind of selfish, it's all about me attitude, to one of the girls who just would do anything for anybody. And Jo, as I said, as the tomboy of the group, very strong-willed character and a good part for anybody to play.
There's a lot of sadness in this, too, though.
There is some sadness in there, as there is in all of our lives. Like I said, this is a timeless story that we live today. We cope. We deal with diversity. We deal with adversity. We deal with the family issues that all of us face, and that's one of the reasons this is such a timeless story.
Why did you guys pick this one? What drew you to it, and who gets to make those calls? I'm just curious, who gets to decide what shows are going to go this year?
The Strauss Theater board is the ultimate decision maker.
Okay.
But the process basically is usually a subcommittee of the production committee that looks at all kinds of plays. And from all of the information available to them about what might work, what might not work, what would be part of a good season, etc., then they make a recommendation to the production committee, who passes on that and then sends that on to the board.
I know sometimes you got to look at the actors and actresses you have and sort of make the... Well, we got a lot of ladies. Maybe we're going to do singing nuns this time.
That's
or something
right.
Like
That's
that.
Exactly right. You have to look at what you've got.
Tell me about, Ben, tell me about working with these folks. You are the assistant director of the show. You got the hard job. You're also the stage manager during the show, which is a thankless job back there.
Well, I mean, this is new for me. I'm usually the one on stage. I've done a lot of productions at ULM and the Strauss in the past, and so this is my first foray into the backstage side of things, and it's been really, really incredible. Wendy Ryland, our director, she is a huge talent both on and off the stage, and she has brought this group together in a way that I myself have not seen a cast come together quite this close in my experience in quite a while. It's been really, really rewarding.
The play has two acts, three acts.
Yes.
We start off and then we kind of jump ahead in time, right?
Right.
So what happens a little after the Civil War, I guess?
Right. So the first two acts take place in 1865. The Civil War is in full thralls there, and so then after the second act we skip ahead 3 years into the future, and so a few things have happened. One of the sisters has gone off. They each have their own little dreams that they would like. Joe wants to be a writer, Amy wants to be an artist, Meg, she really just wants a comfortable life at home, and Beth just wants her family to be happy. So you know, some people go off and they live their dreams and then they come back home. So it's about that kind of shift that we sometimes see in our lives, where, you know, when we start into adulthood, sometimes we go off and live our dreams and we try to figure out what's right for us, and then we come back home and we reestablish that family connection.
Anita, let's talk about where you are in the season, because I don't know. Is this early in the season, late in the season? You always have something new coming up right after it most of the time.
Exactly. This is the second show in our regular season, and we do have things coming up. We have auditions for our next season show, Baskerville, on Monday and Tuesday night of next week. So anybody interested in auditioning for Baskerville, the Sherlock Holmes mystery, should come out to see us on Monday.
That's Anita Breen and Ben McQuillan with us. Once again, Ben, you guys start tonight with Patron Night. And give me the show times and dates again.
It is the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 10th, all at 7 p.m. The 10th is at 2 p.m. That's the matinee. And then the 15th and 16th also at 7 p.m.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. Sunday matinee at 2. You can get tickets at the Strauss box office on Lammy Lane or by visiting StraussTC.com. And to find out about this and other events, be sure and visit our website at KEDM.org.
This is Deborah Chandler, host of Vocal Vibes, a program exploring vocal music of many different styles. Be listening on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.